This is KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. Welcome to the Wild, Wild West. You are tuned to the Cowboy Track Show. I'm your host, Nancy Flagg, bringing you an hour of real and current and old Western music. Also, some cowboy poetry. Today's episode is called The Spirit of the West. And all the pieces give a picture of the spirit and the soul of Western living. And our first song today was a request from a listener, Lucy, who really loves the song. And actually, in my opinion, it's one of the best crafted and performed Western songs today. And that's a big statement. It captures much of the heart and soul of the Western spirit. It's by Dave Stamey, and it's called The Vaquero Song.
My name is Juan Medina, a vaquero once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees. And where are all the cattle that belong to Captain Dana? They are blown away like ashes in the California breeze. And once I rode the foothills and I swung the long riata. I worked the hide and tallow trade in a land I loved. I rode in wooden stirrups and the dust raised by my ponies was smoke from my altar offered up to God above. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the canyon and Barranca and the willows by the creek bank, I chased the wild cattle through the live oak trees. Across valley ridge and mesa and the hills baked oh so yellow, my ponies sleek and dancing were all a man would need. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingled with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the fog of early morning, or the misty haze of twilight, beyond the sagging ruin of these adobe walls, you may see me in the dust that shimmers in the half-light, or hear me in the whisper of the grass so green and tall. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. Oh, mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. My name is Juan Medina, a vaquero once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees.
The vaquero song, wasn't that powerful and moving? That's perfection. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, coming up next is a song by the Wall-Eyed Moles. And yes, that's their name, and I can't tell you what it means. Okay. Anyhow, the song is very lovely. It's called Call of the West, and it's well worth listening to.
If you look to the western sky and you see the stars shining bright, you may feel the urge to follow the call of the west. And if you look to the tops of the trees and see a red-tailed hawk on the breeze, the scream of the hawk is the call of the west. It's the call to be running free through the mountains and rivers and trees, to be warmed by a campfire light while the coyote sings through the night. And if you feel an urge in your soul to see the other side of the hill, you may keep on traveling to call of the West. It's the call to be running free through the mountains and rivers and trees, to be warmed by a campfire light while a coyote sings through the night. And if you feel an urge in your soul to see the other side of the hill, you may keep on traveling to call of the West. You may keep on traveling to the call of the West.
Spring of 73, I tossed the milking pail. I bid adieu to Sister Sue and hit the western trail. I joined up with that outfit bold known as the Rusty Nail. They took me on the ride along the lonesome western trail. The lonesome trail, the western trail, the lonesome western trail. They took me on the ride along the lonesome western trail. We had the lightning and the hail. The trackless steeds and the wild stampedes out on the western trail. The beans were bad, the coffee cold, and the biscuits always stale. The grub was lean and the cook was mean out on the western trail. The lonesome trail, the western trail, the lonesome western trail. The grub was lean and the cook was mean out on the western trail. Dusty bale. 5,000 strong, we moved along the lonesome western trail. We'd listen to the lobo's song, the prairie nightingale. Then circle round the bedding ground out on the western trail. Oh, the lonesome trail, the western trail, the lonesome western trail. We'd circle round the bedding ground out on the western trail. Cooking jail. I took my pay and vowed to stay out on the western trail. Oh, the lonesome trail, the western trail, the lonesome western trail. I took my pay and vowed to stay out on the western trail. The lonesome trail, the western trail, the lonesome western trail. I took my pay and vowed to stay out on the western trail.
That was Lonesome Western Trail by John Lowell. And here's one coming up from a local favorite. This is Rita Hosking singing a beautiful song about the Sierra Nevada mountains. And if you're a listener who is not local to Davis, you may not realize that Davis, situated in the Central Valley of California, is only a couple hours away from the beautiful Sierra Nevada range. Here's Sierra Bound.
I've been around the world to the countries of the East. The halls of science have felt the soles of my feet. And I got my start in the sweet Sierra Range, where a grove of trees and the mountains call my name. And I'd climb up on that on my elbow and scrape on my knee, and I'd read about the places I'd see when I climb down. But in my heart I'm always Sierra bound. I'm at a conference in Washington, D.C. I'm there for work, and I got my little girl with me. We're in a sea of men, and they're not sure what to say. She holds my hand, and I go back to the day. Bye. with a book of flowers. Could this be me? Bend down low and hear the whispers of the plants. Said a little girl with a mariposa lily in her. I'd say when I climb down, but in my heart I'm always Sierra bound. Yeah.
Sierra bound, Rita Hosking. This next one is by Paul Kelly. It's called Socorro. And it's about the Festival of the Cranes. It happens in New Mexico every year, sometime in December. There's a line in the song that refers to the Bosque de la Pache, which can be hard to hear, but the Bosque is the National Wildlife Refuge where the sandhill cranes and the snow geese and other migratory birds can be seen by the thousands.
Sun was riding high in that mid-November sky, a tranquility which defied the use of words. Spread pastels out before us in a watercolor chorus, and it set the stage for the migratory birds. Socorro. Festival of the Cranes will open your eyes. Socorro. Down on the Rio, the symphony of the birds can rhapsodize when the Bosque del Apache teems with life. Rugged mountains, blissful autumn hues. 10,000 snow geese on the wing can make a heart cry out and sing, or spur you into writing a haiku. Socorro. Down in New Mexico, it's the festival of the cranes, lo and behold. Socorro. Down on the Rio, it's sure to stir your senses and your soul when the Bosque del Apache turns to gold. Socorro.
Grandpa wasn't perfect, but he sure came mighty close. He doled out love to grandkids in a big and generous dose. When one of us did anything to brighten up his week, he had tears as big as horse turds coursing down his cheek. He did what all good grandpas do and did it all with zest. He was unapologetic. His grandkids were the best. We'd dance and twirl and sing and play and rope and race and ride, and Grandpa cheered. Our biggest fan, no matter what we tried. But the best thing Grandpa did, and it mightn't sound like much, was tell us that, when he had died, he'd like to stay in touch. He came up with a wily plan. He'd clear it with the boss and come back as a coyote so our trails would sometimes cross. Well, we thought this was hilarious and teased him through the years, until the day the phone call came. Then laughter turned to tears. Well, that was 40 years ago, and I can testify there's been many Grandpa sightings as the decades rolled on by. Just when I need a boost or my luck is running thin, a coyote often comes in view. That's Grandpa checking in. When the stars are sparkling brightly or the night is cold and long, I smile in the darkness when I hear a coyote's song. So next time on a road trip or you're riding in the hills, your day is full of thistles or bright with daffodils, let your heart be lifted when a coyote wanders by and give a little wave. That's just Grandpa saying hi.
We travel the plains, stopping for water, then riding again, searching the prairie for what may remain of the wild, wild west. Endless grasslands dance in the wind, big sky Montana so true. Wondering how it was way back when, wandering was all they could do. Blessed open country, rivers and trees, tall purple mountains that make you believe. God must be smiling to have made all these. Deserts and canyons and bright starry nights, people who live on this land tell their stories and legends alike, each one a part of the plan. Blessed open country, rivers and trees, tall purple mountains that make you believe. God must be smiling to have made all these in the wild, wild west. In the wild, wild west.
That was The Wild, Wild West by Tish Inahosa. And before that, the poem called Say Hi to Grandpa, which was written and performed by Doris Daly. Well, let's give a listen to a new Doug Figs song. About the song, Doug says that at the end of the Civil War, lots of young men and boys went west looking for a better life. It was hard, but they were free. They were cowboys.
They came out west looking for something, not knowing what it might be. Land was big and the country wild, but out here they were free. Young Scots and Irishmen and former slaves. The Mexican boy showed them how it was done, and they soon caught on to the ways of the cowboys. They were wild as a wind, and the horses they rode were cut from the same rawhide. They rode that wild country for all it was worth, never owning much more than their pride. They were in it for the ride. They were cowboys. The days were long and they joked on the dust, kicked up by a thousand cattle. The rivers were wild and treacherous, and they saw it all from the saddle. They played their part to tame this wild land, and it was no small thing. They came out west, young men and boys, but on the back of a horse, they were king. They were cowboys. They were wild as a wind, and the horses they rode were cut from the same rawhide. They rode that wild country for all it was worth, never owning much more than their pride. They were in it for the ride. They were cowboys. They were wild as a wind, and the horses they rode were cut from the same rawhide. They rode that wild country for all it was worth, never owning much more than their pride. They were in it for the ride. They were cowboys. They were cowboys. They were cowboys. They were cowboys.
That was Doug Figgs. They were cowboys. I have a K-Dirt alert here for you. Come on down and meet with K-Dirt volunteers and fans and enjoy some live music. This week will be singer-songwriter Christopher Castles, who is best known as the bass player in the Natalie Cortez Band, and he's also a founding member of 50 Watt Heavy. He's also a singer, songwriter, solo acoustic performer with an old-school troubadour approach to music. This is happening on Wednesday, August 28th, from 4 to 6 p.m., it's at Armadillo Music on F Street between 2nd and 3rd in downtown Davis. So this Suds and Sound set will be the first solo show of Christopher in Davis since the Blue Mango in the early 1990s. His set's going to include songs from his upcoming solo album called Muses, Aches, and Anthems. So the Suds and Sounds program happens on the last Wednesday of pretty much every month, so please mark your calendars and join us. And you are listening to the Cowboy Tracks Show. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Animal Rescue Squad International. This group works to save neglected dogs locally and internationally. The rescued dogs get fostered here in Davis, and they're available for adoption to worthy homes anywhere on the West Coast. All of the adoptable dogs are healthy, socialized, they're fixed, they're microchipped, and up to date on vaccines. To learn about adoption opportunities or to foster a dog or offer other support, visit adoptrc.org, A-D-O-P-T-A-R-S-I.org. That's Animal Rescue Squad International. I just opened up their webpage here, and they have pictures of the dogs that are available. There's Lilaya, there's Hank and Penny and Allie and Buddy. Oh, my gosh, they're very cute. Okay, so this is Animal Rescue Squad International. You are listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. We're going to play a song by the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band, and it's called Prairie Lullaby.
When shadows creep across the hills and purple streaks the sky, when cattle bunch up closer for the night, that's when you hear the whippoorwill start singing sweet and high. That's when you hear the prairie lullaby. The breezes play, the branches sway, somewhere a coyote cries. Lady, oh lady, it's the prairie gone, and the campfire fights the dark. When a million stars are twinkling in the sky, that's when you'll see a cowboy reaching for his old mouth high. That's when you hear the prairie lullaby. The breezes play, the branches sway, somewhere a coyote cries. It's the prairie lullaby. Oh, the breezes play, the branches sway, somewhere a coyote cries. Addie, oh, lady, it's the prairie. It's the prairie lullaby.
Dusty road to red adobe home, firewood on the porch, keep you warm when nights are cold. It's a hideout in the outskirts, refuge from that cold, cruel world. where the stories never end. Out there on a land, playing music to the wind. And I look east and I look west, beyond that high mountain pass. Wild horses run in a land ain't got no grass. And I long for those green rolling hills, and that Colorado sky, and the color of her eyes. The wind sings its reprise. Desert wind, it calls to me, sends me on a path where I should be, back home with my family. I'm going home, I'm going home. Been away too long, way out in the desert, where mesquite and scrub oaks stand, where the stories never end, out there on a land playing music to the wind. Oh, that desert wind, it calls to me, sends me on a path where I should be, back home with my family. I'm going home, oh, that desert wind, it calls to me, sends me on a path where I should be, back home with my family.
That was Ken Lee with Desert Wind. Well, get ready now. We're going to hear Kristen Harris making a case for having cows around.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing. Share what I have found. May you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? May you always have cows around. Come on, you know you got too much time on your hands, not nearly enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing, leave you saddlebound. May you always have cows around. What else is gonna make your pony puff and wheeze, or make you calve them out at below 30 degrees? What else is gonna eat you right completely out of feed? May you always have cows around. But you barely get to see your banker otherwise, and you'd never get to fix no fence or buy no barbed wire, nor have some neighbor mangy bull breed heifers that you prize. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. And although this western blessing leaves you cattle bound, may you always have cows around.
What kind of cows, Kristen?
Well, there's Hereford, Highland, Simmental, Lushlack, and Maine on Jew, Keenina, Limousine, Shorthorn, Charley, Y2C2, Texas, Longhorn, Corriente, Romagnola, Galloway, and Angus, Brahma, Brangus, Jersey, Guernsey, Holstein, Diamond K. It's too late now, you know it is. You might as well admit you have a badly flawed and agricultural masochisticness, and that despite all the statistics and the advice that you get, you will always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around.
Mexico, high in the old Sierra Madre, where many an outlaw band from across the Rio Grande have found a haven to hold out the hideaway. But danger rides with those who stray upon the secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. Deep in the dark of night, beside the campfire light, they weave the tales of the lives of the bandits, of jewels rare and old, of coaches filled with gold, hold-ups pulled off like they planned it. But danger rides with those who stray upon the secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. They planned it. But danger rides with those who stray upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. Upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre.
It came rolling down the mountain from above, a little bit of lonesome, little bit of love. It fits a western tune like hand in glove. A happy little sound they call the yodel. Ole yodel yodel, yodel yodel, yodel yodel, yodel. Ole yodel yodel, ole yodel yodel, ole yodel yodel, yodel yodel, yodel yodel, ole yodel yodel. That folks can do, but there's nothing like a yodel-a-doo to make you smile, a happy little yodel.
That was Riders in the Sky with their song. Let's see, what's the name of that? The Happy Yodeler, of course. That high note that they held, did you try that from where you are? I know I wanted to. Hey, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California, and this is the Cowboy Track Show. We're located in Davis near the University of California, and on the campus is an arboretum that includes walking paths and picnic areas, and they're set among more than 20,000 trees and plants. The greenery is arranged in a series of gardens that represent different geographies or themes, including California natives, coastal redwoods, and oaks from around the world. The Arboretum is also home to the UC Davis Good Life Garden, which contains an ever-changing organic landscape of vegetables, herbs, and flowers. For more information, visit arboretum.ucdavis.edu. Before we heard the Happy Yodeler, we heard Compadres in the Old Sierra Madre from the Old West Trio. The Old West Trio, they are based, part of the year at least, in Northern California, not too far from here. We're going to play another song here called by the Tallgrass Express String Band. This is a fun number, and it's one I really enjoy, and I hope you also like it, too. I have played it before. It's called Wearing Our Cowboy Boots. After that one, we'll go on to an instrumental by the Velveteen Laboratory called Aloha Partner. And if there's time, we'll do a little more Riders in the Sky instrumental. So I hope that you have enjoyed the show today. We're going to start easing on out, and if you hang on, you can listen to the next KDRT show called In the Key of Folk, which is also very good. So take care of yourself and your loved ones, and come back the same time next week. Happy trails to you all.
Far from city streets, you can see a fashion statement on everybody's feet. The toes are round or pointed, heels are low or high. The tops provide protection, but that ain't the reason why. We just feel better when we're wearing our cowboy boots. We wear them riding pastures, out to fix the fence. We wear them to the rodeo and after to the dance. They're great on girls in dresses and many fancy suits. Why wear a pair of shoes when you could wear a pair of boots? You just feel better when you're wearing your cowboy boots. Did you know that in Wyoming there's a cowboy boot museum in every style and color lined up so you can see them? There's boots with fancy inlay, eagles and of hearts. From Mexico to Texas, each one's a work of art. Western Kansas, on the trail to Santa Fe, the town of Old Dodge City goes back to frontier days. And right outside of town there is a hill named after Boots, where lawmen buried outlaws, the poor and destitute who met their maker still wearing their cowboy boots. A hustler or a loser, real thing or a dude, you can tell a lot about a man from looking at his boots. Plain or fancy stitching, brand new soles are worn, or working boots or dressy, leather smooth or torn. Take me back to days of Roy and Jeannie, stranger in a wild western scene, where cowboys and vaqueros chase outlaws with their loot, and every single one has on a pair of awesome boots. They just feel better when they're wearing their cowboy boots. We just feel better when we're wearing our cowboy boots.